Ramsey TV.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Fellow members of the Body of Christ and others, I have an important announcement to make to start the week here. I, Martin Sender, will be in Evansville, Indiana on Friday, November the 1st, and Saturday, November the 2nd. That's right, a two-night stand in Evansville, Indiana at the home of Dean Wilkinson. I'm going to give you his number in a second. Drop him a text if you're interested. This meeting, I insisted that this meeting be in his garage. He's got a nice garage. It has a first century feel, right? It's just awesome. And the first time, the reason I'm soft for this garage is that the first time I had a meeting at his house, I was coming back from Florida. This is from my reconnaissance trip down here. That must have been 2014. And I think so. Anyway, we had an impromptu meeting. And I was just going to go there and rest. I was driving back to Pennsylvania. And Dean says, if you're up to it, Zender, let's get a bunch of people. Or let's get some people over. I said, okay, great, you know. Yes, that's what I'm here for. I mean, I wasn't technically there for that, but I thought, yeah, if you can do it, go ahead. I'm thinking, you know, maybe he'll get two or three people over, maybe five. So he gets up 25 people. I don't know how he does it. Friends of friends, neighbors. I mean, it was like amazing, the loaves and the fishes. And there was like standing room only in his garage. It was so great. And people were loving it, and I was loving it. And we got to do more of this. And we did. We had another one there, and there were even more people. I think 30 people. Waylon was at that one. He was teaching, and I was teaching. And I think Dean said a few words there, too. So I told him, I'm going to announce this, and I don't care if 50 people want to come. It's still going to be in your garage, okay? I like the primitiveness. I like the intimateness. I don't want a hotel conference room. I don't want, you know, all that stuff. I just want to hammer out the Word of God. Give the Word of God. If you have any friends, don't worry. I'm going to be nice. I'm nice in person. I'm only a hard ass on my show, right? Because I don't see anybody, right? Nobody's here with me. So I just let it all hang out. I'm speaking to the ages here. But when I'm in person, I'm a very nice guy. You'll find out. You can bring your friends to this meeting. You still got 3 weeks to book a flight to Evansville, Indiana, the heartland. This is like the crossroads of America, okay? Look at it on the map at the bottom of Indiana. You got to be at this meeting. I'm going to give you Dean Wilkinson. This is Dum Dum's brother. You know, Dum Dum, Dean's twin brother, is a registered hardcore Orthodox Christian of the Baptist stripe, I believe. Don't tell Dum Dum about it. Dean's not going to tell him, because if he finds out, he might come to the meeting to spy out our freedom in Christ and cause trouble. You say, oh, Martin, this is Dum Dum's big chance. Maybe he's going to hear the truth. I'll leave that to God. Because this is, to crack this guy, it would take a Road to Damascus type miracle. If you're not familiar with Dean and Dum Dum, who have made shows before, I will provide a link down here of the show that where Dean's on the phone with Dum Dum, and Dum Dum finds out that Dean's at my house, and Dum Dum does not like me, if you can believe that, does not like me, thinks I'm the devil. Yes, very entertaining. So that link will be down there. And here is the number of Dean Wilkinson. Drop him a text if you can go to the meeting. I would love to meet you in Evansville, Indiana. Two nights. I'm flying in Friday. I'm either leaving on Sunday or Monday. I think I'm leaving a little later Sunday. So if you want to stay an extra night and have a scripture jam on Sunday morning, I'm all for it. Dean Wilkinson. Not Dum Dum. Don't even say that name. 812-453-9402. That's 812-453-9402. And I hope to see you in Evansville, Indiana on November 1st which is a Friday, November 2nd, a Saturday. And I got to tell you this, Dean Wilkinson and his friend Chris Carnahan have started a show, and it's called MF News. But I can't now remember what MF stands for. No, they're telling me back at headquarters that no, that's not what it stands for. It would stand for that if I had a show called MF News. That's what it would stand for. No, but seriously, what does it stand for? Oh, yeah. Mortal Fury. So I'm going to put a link to that down here as well. Go to their channel, Dean Wilkinson, Chris Carnahan, friends for a long time, solid in the truth, and they have a cool intro. It's pretty funny, actually, really funny. You'll like it. Mortal Fury. All right, as I promised you, this is the last installment of the much-hated but much-necessary series of shows on Romans chapter 13. So I think it was 2 weeks worth. I don't know. You know, I don't plan on doing a series. I think I can get through it like in one show. In fact, one guy said to me, "And Martin, when you spend so much time on this, you could have done it in 15 minutes. Oh, yeah, well, you come here and do it in 15 minutes. I thought I could do it in 25, actually. But, you know, I start getting into details, and I start kind of enjoying it myself. I think of new things as I go. One thread leads to another thread, and before you know it, I'm on it for 2 weeks. So, to your benefit, I like to think. So, now I'm going to go to an article that was published in one of the Daily Goodies. That's Clyde Pilkington's daily email. It's amazing. Clyde's work ethic is phenomenal. It's fantastic. I mean, the guy runs rings around me. He puts out this Daily Goodies every day, and most of them are fantastic. Every once in a while, I see one, I'm going, "Whoa, whoa." So I have to tell you about that. Here's a funny picture. I sent this to my kids. Okay, do you know who this is? Does anybody know who this is? This is Werner Klemperer, who played Colonel Klink on Hogan's Heroes, one of my favorite series. And he must be on a game show or something, because he has a beard. Who has ever seen Colonel Klink with a beard? No one. Only here. You will only see that here on MZTV. All right, now get down to business here. Let's see. Oh, I got to show you this picture. This is Charles and me yesterday. He's cute, man. I'll tell you this. All right, this is us yesterday. I took this picture of Charles and me. Look at that. Yeah. My sister, I sent it to my sister, and she wrote back and said, "What a cute face." And I wrote back and said, "Yeah, but what about Charles?" There's that. Okay, now back to the proper order of business, and that is a little piece called Aliens. It is by a guy who I usually respect, Alan Burns. He wrote an article called Politician or Paulician. Very clever play on words. A politician, one who engages in the governance of people. And a Paulician, one who studies the Apostle Paul. And this guy thinks that these two things are mutually exclusive. And after everything I've said about government over the last 2 weeks, Zender hates government. No, I don't. We need government. I like government. I like good government. I don't like anarchy. That would be horrible. Horrible. Anarchy would be very, very bad. I like good government. And it's true that all human governments are weak, but there are some that are less weak than others. Listen to this. It's a short piece. I'm going to get done with it today, I promise. And then we'll move on tomorrow to something else. Aliens. This is the article called Aliens. The Saints of God. Quoting now, Alan Burns. I believe this is quoted from Unsearchable Riches magazine. There's no source here listed. The Saints of God are aliens here on Earth. Let that sink in. Okay, is that sunk in? No believer, as such, can be a Republican. What? no believer, that's us, members of the body of Christ, as such, that is an alien on the earth, can be a Republican, for in his heart he believes in and is related to a kingdom. First of all, a Republican is a political platform. It's an organization. It's not even a platform. Because Republican, I'm speaking as one who lives in the United States, a Republican would be contrasted with a Democrat, generally speaking. And these are just like containers for carrying an ideology. So there are two basic ideologies to government. One is small government, where the people have a say in who represents them at the Capitol, and the government takes care of your basic, like, no, not your basic needs. The government takes care of defending the country. The government takes care of, for instance, paving the roads, things that make living convenient. What the government in the, this is a conservative government, in the conservative point of view, this is what I'm describing, the conservative point of view, small government. As Ronald Reagan used to say, the 10 scariest words you could ever hear is, "Hello, I'm from the government and I'm here to help." On the other side, there's what's known as liberalism. A liberal likes big government, likes the government to take care of people from cradle to grave. Liberalism believes that people should become dependent on the government, and it tends to be then a large government that decides a lot of things for people. It's more of a government that wants to be in your way. It wants to dictate, and the other one doesn't so much, okay? So this is what I don't understand. Those are what I just mentioned to you, conservatism and liberalism, speaking from an American. These are ideologies. So a Republican, I mean, there are Republicans who are freaking flaming liberals, and there are liberals who in some sense end up being having some conservative leanings, or should I say Democrats? That's what I meant to say. There are Democrats. A Democrat historically carries the ideology of liberalism historically, and Republicanism generally carries the ideology of conservatism, speaking from my place here in America. What is the difference? Why would it be inconsistent to be a Republican? You might as well say you can't join the Elks Club or the Eagles Club. Or if Fred, let's say Fred Flintstone was a believer, was a member of the body of Christ, you're telling me he can't belong to the Loyal Order Lodge of Water Buffaloes where Fred and Barney belong to? Huh? So it's just a political thing. The Water Buffalo, they weren't into politics? Is that what you're telling me? Oh, it's been a while since I've seen the Flintstones. All right. Still, I'm going to tell you today that it is fine. It is acceptable. It is good if you have a bent toward being in politics, if you have a bent toward wanting to make things better, toward improving your community, improving your neighborhood, because yes, improving the neighborhood is politics, because you have a bunch of people in your neighborhood, you want to make things better for them, and you go around, talk to them, and say, if you vote me to the neighborhood council or whatever it is, then, you know, I can make things better for you. Well, what's your platform? My platform is no more dog, no more loose dogs. We're not going to tolerate it anymore. We're going to crank down on dogs running loose. Charles is looking at me. He doesn't like that platform. Charles would not vote. I'm not sure of the opposing platform, Charles, so hang in there. I'll find out for you. So that's just really, you go down the line and you end up with the president of the United States. That's all politics. What's so bad about that? What's so bad about wanting to improve your neighborhood? Next, what if you want to be the mayor of your town? You have a little small town, you want to be the mayor, you have some ideas of how things can work great, you want to clean up the place because it's a garbage heap, you want to plant shrubs downtown, you want to hire somebody to trim the shrubs, and so you run for mayor or you run for city council. That is politics. And you can declare that you're a Republican or a Democrat. Who frickin' cares? You can be a libertarian. That's another thing. Libertarians want practically no government. Like, they want really, really, really limited government. Which, yeah, I can dig it. I can dig it. I don't like big government. Why can't... See, this is going in the opposite direction. Now, I told you that it's not good for your spirit to fight government, and Paul doesn't want you to disobey the government. And by the way, somebody kept telling me in the comments over and over again last week that Martin, you don't know, well, you don't know what a representative democracy is. You don't know what the Constitution says. It's the people that have rights. We have rights. Yes, I know, but in a representative government, we vote for people in our area and we send them to Washington, D.C. to represent us, to make laws. Then once they make those laws, then we are subject to those laws, whether we like them or not. And thus, it becomes a superior authority, even as it operates under the auspices of the Constitution of the United States. What's the freaking difference? Okay, next. No believer can be a Republican. He doesn't say Democrat. So Alan Burns must have been a lib. He must have been a lefty. Because he doesn't... You can be... Possibly you can be a Democrat. I don't know how it was. Well, this guy wrote between 1884 and 1929. So maybe Republicanism was something different back in 1900. I don't know. Haven't looked at it. Republicanism is merely political Arminianism. This is from a quote from the article again. Republicanism is merely political Arminianism. This is unconscionable. I cannot believe that someone actually said this and wrote it and that it was promoted in Daily Goodies. Political Arminianism? Arminianism is a theological doctrine which says that humans have free will, that humans can act independently of God, that God offers salvation to everyone. He died for everyone. Jesus Christ died for everyone, and now he offers salvation, but then he stands back, and it's completely up to you to decide whether you want to believe in Jesus Christ or not. That's Arminianism, and what the hell does that have to do with republicanism? What the hell does that have to do with the form of government or with the vehicle that would hold a particular ideology that would put forward a form of government? Tell me, what does that have to do with it? Republicanism is merely political Arminianism. This is what this guy's saying, Alan Burns. As if I vote for someone because I like their ideology, if I vote for somebody who wants more freedom, freedom of speech, small government, low taxes, then that's me basically saying that I believe in free will, that I can control the government, that I have, that this guy, he can't believe in voting. He can't believe it. He would probably say voting is the same as political Arminianism. In other words, those who vote, he assumes that those who would vote, those who would participate in the process would in their own minds be sovereigns and that the government then depends on them. They decide. As if God doesn't put it in your heart who to vote for. As if God wants a certain government in office, he'll put it in the hearts of the people to vote. So you don't get rid of the middleman, Alan Burns. The middleman is us, we, the people of the United States, speaking as an American here. It believes in human ability in some form. Oh, here we go. See, this man in the political arena is a freaking fatalist. It, meaning republicanism. What happened to democratism? I don't understand. Maybe I'm just not tuned in to early 19th century politics. Late 19th century, early 20th century politics. Perhaps not. It believes in human ability in some form. Mr. Burns, don't you believe in human ability in some form? Or do we just sit like jellyfish on the floor? Like, why aren't you getting up to take a shower?
Because I don't believe in human ability in any form.
Yeah, well, I do. I'll pick you up, throw you in the tub. Jesus, what? Of course we believe in human ability in some form. That is, people being self-starters, people getting the hell out of bed, people getting jobs, people voting for president, people trying to change their world. This is all great stuff, and I promote it. Last week, I promoted writing articles, trying to change the government by intellectual argument. Write intelligent articles, write letters to the editor, write an editorial, put it in the New York Times, tell us why taxes are unconstitutional. Go for it. I'm all for this because I'm not a fatalist, like apparently Alan Burns is a fatalist in the realm of politics here. How can a rejected king become a member of a rebellious republic? How can a rejected king, speaking of Jesus Christ, got to be there, become a member of a rebellious republic? I don't remember Jesus Christ becoming a member of the Roman Empire. Perhaps he was a member, we don't have any evidence that he wasn't, of his local Nazareth zoning board. Maybe he was part of the Nazareth zoning board. He would have been great. He probably would have had a great disposition for leadership. And I would see nothing inconsistent about Jesus Christ being subject to his family and everything. And when they say, okay, it's time to go vote, he goes to vote. What is inconsistent about this? He assumes that because we're, see, the whole article is called Aliens. That because our realm is inherent in the heavens, therefore we come here and become blobs. We become gelatinous, worthless gelatinous shapes on the floor that must be thrown in the bathtub in order not to smell bad. What? And then this. You know, when people start writing like this, it really irritates me. And if Christ be the king, forget not that we are his body. If Christ be the king. If I ever write a sentence like this, please, please slap me upside the head. And if Christ be the king, forget not. If I ever say forget not instead of don't forget, somebody throw a rope up to my literary parapet and tell me to come back to earth. And if Christ be the king, forget not that we are his body. I continue. Individually, we may be ambassadors in treating the world to be conciliated to God. Well, of course, we do that too, as well as we want nice bushes downtown. We want nice bushes downtown. And while we're downtown admiring the bushes that our friend, the mayor, put in because we voted for her, why can't we at the same time entreat the world to be conciliated to God? And why do we have to, just because we're aliens, we're not in the world, we're in it, but we're not of it. True, we're not of it, but we participate in it. Don't you take pride in your home? Let it not be said that anyone who is from the celestial realm care one whit or do anything about the dishevelment surrounding him or her in his home. Forget not that we are his body. And if you be the owner of a home, forget not that you have no right to be involved in the organization, in the administration of your home. Yeah, come on, give me a break. Individually, we may be ambassadors in treating the world to be conciliated to God, but does England's ambassador to the United States vote? Well, no. England's ambassador to the United States does not vote because England's ambassador is not an American. England's ambassador is an Englishman or an Englishwoman, and they come to America to represent their country in the embassy in Washington, D.C., and of course they don't vote. And I know what his point is. Well, we're from a foreign land also. We're farther out than England here in the United States, so why would we vote at all? Something really wrong about that analogy. So is this man saying that England's ambassador wouldn't vote even in his own country? He's making the case that England's ambassador wouldn't vote here. What about his own country? What about his own country? Is it okay to vote in his own country? Or are you, Mr. Burns, doing away with participating in human government at all simply because we are from another realm? I don't know. You know, we don't have cards. We're not card-carrying members of the celestial realm. We can't prove where we're from. And if you tell people where you're from, they'll call 911. They'll call the county. Bad things will happen. Just watch my film Psycho Boy. Now look up Martin Zender, Psycho Boy, on YouTube. You'll find out what I'm talking about here. Can any ambassador legislate in the country to which he is sent? Of course not. Yes, but that analogy is limited. If you're going to go that far and say that because our realm is inherent among the celestials, that we are not to participate in human government, then why don't you... How far are you willing to take that, Mr. Burns? Should we not be involved in our families? Why should we tell our kids what to do? Would any member of another family from across the way, from the street over, would they come into your house and tell your kids what to do? I'm making that analogy and comparing it to his analogy about an ambassador coming from England not being able to vote in the U.S. Okay, but that doesn't mean you can't tell your kids what to do. And it doesn't mean that we in our country cannot affect the government if we so choose, within legal means, by all means necessary, if it's in us, right? With peace, with calmness, with elegance and eloquence. I get into details on this in my book, Beyond Politics, and I will link to it down there. It's the best book you will ever read on the topic, much better than this article called Aliens by Alan Burns. And so, with peace then, ladies and gentlemen, and with an assurance that we are only here briefly. We are only here briefly. Our time upon this earth is but a wisp. But while we are here, let us, if it's in our power, make the best of things. May God give us the wisdom to know what things we can change and not lose our peace and to not withstand the civil authorities and those things which we cannot change or would not change. May the Lord of all give us the strength to bear up under those things until he comes to take us to our celestial home.